Today's daf is daf tzadivav. So we're in the middle of a conversation, trying to understand the machlokis in the Mishnah in the beginning of this parak here, about whether or not Tanakama and Rabbi Gamaliel, whether or not a person could wear one pair of tefillin or two pair of tefillin if he sees it outside somewhere in the field and he wants to wear it to some place that was safe. So Tanakama says he can only wear one pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamaliel says he can wear two pairs of tefillin. And there's a number of different factors that are playing out here, whether Shabbat is man tefillin or not, whether or not a person has room for two pairs of tefillin on the body, whether or not there's a unique kavana for Baal Tosif. So the Gemara had suggested two answers yesterday. We're going to now continue with the two more answers today. On the top of Tzadivav, the Gemara says, V'ibayis ema d'chuli ama latseis lo bay kavana. Everybody agrees, to be yotzei a mitzvah, you don't need to have kavana. By simply wearing the mitzvah or the tefillin, you get the mitzvah. V'hacha la'av or mishim Baal Tosif k'mifligi. They're arguing about whether or not there's a violation of Baal Tosif here when wearing the second pair of tefillin, the Tanakama Savar Lavor Mishim Baal Tosif Lo Bay Kavana. One does not need to have Kavana in order to violate Baal Tosif. So by simply wearing the second pair of tefillin without having Kavana, one violates it. That's Tanakama. That's why he's limited to only wearing one pair of tefillin. But Rabbi Gamliel Savar Lavor Mishim Baal Tosif Bay Kavana. He felt that in order to violate Baal Tosif, you have to have Kavana to violate Baal Tosif. And since the guy does not have Kavana to violate Baal Tosif, he's simply wearing it to bring it to some place that's safe, there's no iser of Baal Tosif, and he can wear the second pair of tefillin. So in other words, the question here is, boils down to, does one violate Baal Tosif if he has no kavana or not? So then the Gemara says a fourth and final suggestion, which is this going to actually be rejected in the end, but v'bayisema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, e de sfirle, the Shabbos zman tefillin, de chuyama lo lavor bay kavana, lo lates bay kavana. If Shabbos is a zman of tefillin, which we'll see a discussion about this in just a moment, so then everybody agrees, to be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana, and to violate Baal Tosif, you also don't need kavana. So in other words, if Shabbos is a zman of tefillin, everybody agree you cannot wear two pairs of tefillin. Even Rabbi Gamliel would agree. But here, the Gemara says, the machlokis is, k'mifligi, v'hacha, b'lavor, shlo b'zmano k'mifligi. They're arguing about whether a person who violates Baal Tosif when it's not the right zman. In other words, we're assuming that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. So now the machlokas goes as follows. Tanakama Savar loy bay kavana. Even though it's not the zman of tefillin, if one wears a second pair of tefillin, he does violate Baal Tosif even without kavana. And Rabbi Gamliel Savar lavor shlo bezmano, to violate Baal Tosif when it's not the zman, you would need to have bay kavana. Only with kavana does one violate Baal Tosif. But here he does not have kavana, so that's why Rabbi Gamliel allows one to wear tefillin, a second pair of tefillin on Shabbos. So again, the question here is, when it's to lavor the Baal Tosif shelo bezmana, do you need kavana or do you not need kavana? So that's the final suggestion. The Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, the Rebbe Meir, zug echad namilo. If we're talking about Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so you're not supposed to wear tefillin, and you get the iser Baal Tosif by wearing tefillin when you're not supposed to, even without kavana, why would Rabbi Meir allow you to even wear one pair of tefillin? If you're wearing one pair of tefillin on Shabbos, it's not the zman tefillin, and you don't need kavana to violate Baal Tosif, so that should be also even the first pair for Rabbi Meir. And moreover, asks the Gemara of Od, Hayashen b'shmini b'sukkah yilka. If a person goes to sleep in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that lav or shlo bezmano lo bay kavana. So if I'm in my sukkah, I'm sleeping in my sukkah, I'm eating my sukkah, I don't have kavana for the mitzvah, I'm just happen to be sleeping there, happen to be eating there, I should get malchus according to Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara says that's not the case. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes, V'od hayashen b'shmini b'sukkah yilka. The most of Shemini ala Shvi, you're adding an eighth day of sitting in the sukkah. V'anan meisav yasfina in b'shmini b'safik Shvi l'chachila. We know the psak is that in Chutzlarts, we don't know if Shemini Atzeres is really the seventh day, or it's really the eighth day, so we sit in the sukkah, but we don't say a bracha because of the safik. But ela shlo bezmana, it's below kavana. So if it's shlo bezmana, if it's really the eighth day, and I don't have kavana, it's lav tosefesu, but still, I should get malchus because Rabbi Meir says you violate Baal Tosif even when it's shelo bezmana, even without kavana. So Gemara therefore rejects this last answer, el mechavasa kideshaninan meikara. It's much clearer the way we answered initially one of the first three answers, but not this final answer. So that ends the discussion between Rabbi Gamliel and Tanakama about wearing one or two pair of tefillin on Shabbos. So now the Gemara wants to know, man shmasle Shabbos zman tefillin. We already addressed the discussion whether or not one can wear tefillin on Shabbos. We certainly don't, but whether or not it's still considered halachically the zman of tefillin. So who is the Tana who holds that Shabbos is in fact zman tefillin? So the Gemara says it's Rabbi Akiva. Titania v'shemartes achukas oslimoada. that you should protect this chukah on the mo'ada, miyamim yamima, from day to day. So yamim v'lo leilos, miyamim v'lo kol yamim. The yamim means the days, but not tonight. We don't wear tefillin at night. And miyamim, the extra mem, is some days we wear, not all days, to exclude v'lo, we don't wear it, kol yamim, prat l'shabasos, v'yamim tovim, divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that we do not wear tefillin at night, we do not wear tefillin on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, however, Omer lo nemar chukazu elo l'idin Pesach bavad. This pasuk, the word chukah, has nothing to do with tefillin at all. Tefillin is not even on the radar. This has to do with Pesach. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no exclusion of the words yamim yamima, and tefillin therefore can be worn bein belaila, bein b'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is one who holds Shabbos is in fact zman tefillin. So just take a look at Tosis for a second. Whenever this comes up in Shas, Tosis always addresses why does one not wear in Shabbos of Yom Tov, right? It says here in the Pasuk, it says, Miyamim Yamima V'lo B'Shabbos of Yom Tov. But what's the reason why? So we know that Rashi tells us also that Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Os. It's Os Beini V'Neichem. What's the Os of Yom Tov? What's the Os of Shabbos? So Tosis writes on the top here, Yamim Prat L'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Nira Da Drasha D'La Os HaYadcha D'Besamech Kasamech. That it's really going back, Shabbos and Yom Tov is going back to the Os that was mentioned early in the Pasuk. Ulechora, Ein La Niach Tfun B'Chol HaMoed, also Chol HaMoed extends, why not? Shein Tzarech Os, you don't need an Os on Chol HaMoed. What's the Os on Chol HaMoed? The Aser B'Melacha, B'Davar Sheinu Aved. The fact that certain Melachas are Aser, so that indicates that's the Os of Chol HaMoed. Now this assumes that the Os of Shabbos and Yom Tov is also the Iser Melacha, and it also assumes that the Iser of Chol HaMoed is an Iser Midiraisa. That's a machlokas we showed him based on how to read the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, whether Isim Lacha and Chol HaMoed is Deraisa or Derabanan. And then he suggests, V'od, you know what the Os might be on Chol HaMoed? Dechai Besukah Bechag U'Bepesach Aser Bachilas Chamed. So a few different interesting things here. So number one is, there's a Chiv to eat in the Sukkah, all days of Sukkah, so that's the Mitzvah Aseh is what's there. And on Pesach, it's Aser to eat Chametz. So now one asks the question, why doesn't Tosa say, well, there's also a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach? Because the answer is that maybe there's no mitzvah. Maybe only the first night there's a chiv to eat matzah, but maybe the rest of the week you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Rather, you don't have to eat matzah at all. This goes against there's a Tosas of Menachos that says eating matzah all 7 days actually is the os. But there's no chiv to eat the rest of the day. So there's a famous gra that says, although the first night there's a chiv to eat matzah, but there's a kim, every additional bite of matzah you take, throughout the rest of the Pesach, you get a kim. So some would say that you do get, the os is eating matzah, but Tosas doesn't say that. Tosas, the os is the iser of eating chametz. So it sounds like he does not think that there's a continued kim mitzvah of eating matzah the rest of Pesach. Okay, either way, the os is either having to do with the melacha, has to do with the iser chametz, or has to do with eating Pesach matzah or eating in the sukkah. Those are the osos discussed here. So now the Gemara says further. So either way, Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that miyam yamima has to do with Pesach, nothing to do with tefillin. Tefillin can be worn bein b'yom, bein b'layla, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yamtiv. So the Gemara says, Ela, it's not in the Mishnah that teaches us that ha-Pesach v'amila mitzvahs aseh. But I mean, Karim Pesach and Bris Mila, the two unique mitzvahs aseh, they're chayv karis. So this is a mitzvahs aseh. Now, lema, the lo Rabbi Kiva, this Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Kiva. Why not? Because the Rabbi Kiva, Kaver the Moki of a Pesach, he just said this pasuk we described above, the Shemarta Zachuka, is referring to Pesach, and whenever the word Shemarta is there, it means a lav, as we're about to see in a second. So shouldn't there be a Shemarta on Pesach? There should be a lav for one who doesn't eat a carbon Pesach, as it says here. The Ika de Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Elai, Damar Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Elai, Kol Mokum Shenemar Hishamer. Whenever the pasuk uses the word Hishamer, pen the al, Eino ela blos haseh. Not only when it says lo, like lo sachsom, but if the Torah uses some type of a word of hishamer pen ve'al, that's also a lav. So it says v'shemart is a hukah, which means preserve the carbon Pesach according to Rabbi Kiva. Does that not imply that there's a lav to Pesach? It's not only in aseh. So the Gemara says afilu tami Rabbi Kiva. No, even Rabbi Kiva would hold like the Mishnah that carbon Pesach at worst is a mitzvah aseh, and there is no lav. Why not? Bikiva holds, Hishamer de lav lav, Hishamer de aseh aseh. Hishamer doesn't always mean a lav. Hishamer takes on the context. If Hishamer is there to talk about a mitzvah aseh, then Hishamer is just an aseh in its own right. If Hishamer is coming to qualify a lav, then Hishamer becomes a lav. So since Karim Pesach is a aseh, it's a action, it's eating the Karim Pesach, so Hishamer means just preserve the action. If Hishamer was in the context of a lav, it would be a lav. So here in this context, since Karim Pesach is an aseh, Hishamer is also only an aseh and works well for Rabbi Kiva. Either way, we hold on to the shita that Rabbi Kiva holds that tefillin may be worn b'layla, it may be worn on Shabbos. Okay, now let's go back to the Gemara. Says, is that really true? V'savar Rabbi Akiva Shabbos zman tefillin hu? Does he really hold that you can wear tefillin on Shabbos? V'hatane. We have a brisa in Rabbi Akiva's name himself. The Rabbi Akiva Omer Yachal Yaniach Adam Tefillin b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. And one might have thought you can wear tefillin on Shabbos and on Yantif. Tamalomer v'hayalacha lo'os ha'yadcha. There should be an os on your hand. Mi shetzrich an os, yatzu elu shehein gufan os. Only those days that require an os. To exclude the days that they themselves serve as an os, such as Shabbos and Yantif, as I pointed out before, Rashi quotes, ki os hi beini v'neichem. Shabbos and Yantif don't need an os, so you don't wear tefillin on those days. So that's Rabbi Kiva himself, clearly holding that tefillin is not worn on Shabbos. So now we go to back to square one. Who is the Tana who holds that you can wear tefillin on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Ela hai Tana, must be the following Tana who. The Tani, the Braisa, teaches us that he nahanir belaila, one who's awake during the night, Ratza chalitzra, ratza meiniach, direi Rabbi Nassan. He could decide to put tefillin on, he could decide to wear that, take them off. Meaning, tefillin can be worn by Laila. That's Rabbi Nassan. Yonasan hakitoni, omer, ein menichin tefillin by Laila. You cannot wear tefillin at night. It's not allowed. It's excluded from the pasuk miyam yamimo. So Gemara says, now that we've established midelaila, latanakama's man tefillin, so according to the Tanakama, who says you can wear tefillin b'layla, so the Gemara makes it an extension, well, must be, they also hold Shabbos Nami is man tefillin, right? Because the whole source of the exclusion of Laila, or the inclusion of Laila, was based on the pasuk of Miyam Yamim. So if they say you can wear b'layla, that's also the same source where a woman excludes Shabbos, so if you're not excluding Laila, you're not excluding Shabbos, they go as a package deal. So if you hold that you can wear them b'layla, which is the Shita Rabbi Nassan, you must also hold you can wear them b'Shabbos. That's the Gemara's assumption right now. The Gemara says, who says? Dilma, perhaps, there's a distinction. Dilma svirle, Laila is man tefillinu, and Shabbos is lav zman tefillinu. Don't be so bothered by making such a separation. Because we have also the Hashem Eden Laila Rebbe Kiva, damar Laila zman tefillinu, and Shabbos, Laila is man tefillin, and Shabbos lav zman tefillinu. We have the Shita Rebbe Kiva who says that one can wear it, but Laila, but he doesn't say, he does not allow you to wear it on Shabbos. Because Rebbe Kiva earlier did not have the pasuk miyam yamima. He felt that you can wear belaila, but yet he had the other drasha of v'hayu l'chala os, which says you don't wear it on Shabbos. So just like Rabbi Kiva says laila is allowed, Shabbos is not allowed, don't be bothered. Rabbi Nassim could say the same thing, that you can wear belaila, but you can't wear it on Shabbos. So we still have no conclusive rayas that any Tana holds Shabbos is zman tefillin. So Gemara makes another suggestion. Ella, it, maybe it's high Tana, maybe it's a following Tana. The Tanya Michal Bas Kushi. Michal Bas Kushi, who is Michal Bas Shaul, Rashi points out, Michal, the daughter of Shaul, Haisa Menachas Tefillin. She put Tefillin on. Velo Michal Ba Chachamim. And the Chachamim did not protest her wearing Tefillin. Rashi points out the last four lines of the Amud. Velo Michal Ba Chachamim. Tehavi Kitosefes Adibre Chachamim, Shepatra Nashim Mimitzas Eshesman Grama. Even though it seemed like she was doing Baal Tosef, she was doing a mitzvah that she's not really chayv to do, and they did not protest her wearing this. Fine. And then the Gemara says, in a similar fashion, Ishtel Shel Yona, Yona's wife, Haisa Ola Larega, she would go do Alila Regel, even though it's a mitzvah asay Shazman Grama. Below Micha Bachacham, they were not upset about this because there's no violation of Baal Tosef. So now the Gemara says, okay, what does it do with us? Midelo Micha Bechachamim, from the fact that they did not protest her wearing tefillin, Micha Bashal's wearing tefillin, Alma Kesavri Mitzvah Asay Shelo Zman Gramayi. It must be that women are actually chayiv in tefillin. Why are they chayiv in tefillin? Because it's not Zman Gramayi. It must be that you can wear them by Laila, you can wear them on Shabbos, you can wear them on Yantif. That's why they didn't protest. They actually agreed that she was allowed to wear tefillin. It's not a Baal Tosef issue. So it must be this Brisa is the one who holds that Shabbos is in fact Zman Gramayi. There is a very interesting Tosus here, Diva Maschel Michal Bas Kushi. And he goes on against Rashi. He doesn't think the reason why women are pater from wearing tefillin is because of mitzvah asay zman grama or not. He goes on to say there are other reasons why women are actually pater, because he says women are pater because you need a guf naki. And women are not so careful about their body being a guf naki. I don't know that's so clear bisman hazeh anymore. And furthermore, he says, he talks about women are just not as zariz in terms of mitzvahs, so it's not a mitzvah that they should really be performing. And he says, in regards to Alila Regel as well, it's nothing to do with being mitzvah asay shezman grama or not. Alila Regel, since women are not chayiv to bring a karbon for Alila Regel, it just looks like they're bringing chulin ba'azara. So So different reasons that he thought it had nothing to do with Zman Grama issue, Tosfos felt it had to do with other external concerns of wearing tefillin or performing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Either way, the Gemara at this stage at least thinks that this is the Tana that holds that tefillin is Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Again, just to, because why would Michal Bas Kushi be able to wear it unless it's a mitzvah asay shelo Zman Grama? The Gemara at this point thinks that if it's she's potter from a mitzvah, you can't do it. If you're pater from wearing tefillin, if you wear it, it's a baal tosef. If you're pater from sukkah and you do it, it's a baal tosef. So it must be the only reason why she's allowed to do the mitzvah is because there's actually a chiv, because it's a shelo zman grama, it's chayv bein bayom bein balayla, bein b'shabbos bein b'yantav. The Gemara says, who says? Who says just because a person's pater doesn't mean they can't go ahead and do the mitzvah? Dilma, savar la kurebi, going on to my beis now, kurebi yosi, the amar nashim somchos rishus, that women are allowed to, even though the pasuk says that women are potter. If you look at the top Rashi here in Tzadi Vav Mabez, Nashim Somchos Rishus, the Afagav the Chsiv, Daber Bnei Yisrael, you should speak to Bnei Yisrael, Amar Tarlehem, Adam Ki Yaku Mikem, Vesamech Lei Vesamech Yado, there's mitzvah smicha on the animal, on the carbon, and the Gemara's Medayik, Bnei Yisrael Somchim, Velo Bnei Yisrael Somchos. Women don't, they don't have to do smicha, even though they don't have to, Rabbi Yossi thinks that they're allowed to, there's a Rishus. So too, just because women don't have to wear tefillin, because it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama, that it is time-bound, they're allowed to if they so choose to, so that's not a riot just because they can wear tefillin, that it's a mitzvah asay shelo azman grama. Maybe it is in fact time-bound, and there's a p'tur, one does not wear it on Shabbos, because the Gemara is a dilo teimahachi. If you don't say this, that you really think that tefillin is a mitzvah asay shelo azman grama, that there's always a chiv, how are you going to explain hachi ishto shel Yonah? That the wife of Yonah went up to do Aliyah L'Regel. Regel loves mitzvah asay shazman grama. Would anyone suggest that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year is not time bound? Is not zman grama? Certainly, it is zman grama. So just like Aliyah L'Regel is zman grama, so too tefillin is zman grama. And yet we still see that women are allowed to perform it because based on this din Rabbi Yossi that somchos rishus. So just the Gemara says ella kasava rishus. Hachanami rishus. So the very fact that Michal Bas Kushi wore tefillin is no raya at all that a person can't do the mitzvahs even when they're pater. There is a very important tosis here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but the bottom of Amun Aleph, going on to Amun Beis, talks about a very, very important machlokas between the Mechab and the Ramah, whether or not women can recite a bracha when doing a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Women are pater, let's say, for example, of shaking lulav. They don't have to shake the lulav. If they want to, they can. But in the Ashkenazi home, the women would say a bracha, and in the Sephardi home, the women would not say a bracha. That's the psak, that's how we practice Bismazah. Tosas goes through all the different shitas here, had a paskin, but that's a very important tosas. It appears a few places in Shas as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, five lines down here on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, so we're still trying to find, who is this Tana that holds that Shabbos is in fact Zman Tefillin? So it must be, the Gemara suggests, Ella Haitana. Hai tanhi, desanya, hamoti tefillin machnisin zug zug. Person finds tefillin outside, he could wear them one pair at a time. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha ve'echad chadashas ve'echad yishenes direi Rabbi Meir. Whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, whether it's new, whether it's old, all types of tefillin you're allowed to bring inside direi Rabbi Meir. He allows women to wear it. And Rabbi Huda oser b'chadashos umatir b'yishanos. He says one's not allowed to be the chadashos because we saw maybe the chadashos were only a kemias ba'alma. They did not have a kedusha of tefillin. That was the mission in the beginning. But the old ones you're allowed to. But the Gemara points out here, ad kan lo pligi ele b'chadashos v'yishanos. The machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda is only with respect to old ones and new ones, meaning they only argue about new ones. About the isha lo pligi, Rabbi Yehuda does not address the question of women. Sounds like if he doesn't argue, he must agree to Rabbi Meir that women are allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Must be shma mina mitzvah asay shelo hazman gramahu v'chol mitzvah asay sheinaz einazman gramach nashim chayavos. So women are chayvin. Why are they chayv? Why is it not time bound? Must be because Shabbos is in fact rather tefillin's chayv every day, every night, and even on Shabbos. Mar says, how do you know that's the raya? Just because women wear them to save it, protect it from the outside, doesn't mean that the chayv in the mitzvah, dilma, savrlei, krebiosi. Maybe the whole like krebiosi, that damar, nashim, samchos, rishus. That although they don't have to do smicha, they can. Although they don't have to wear tefillin, they can. So that's not a raya that Shabbos is zman tefillin. Maybe it's not zman tefillin. So Gemara says, lo sakadaitach. No one would suggest this, that the underlying reasoning of Rabbi Huder and Rabbi Meir of this braisa has to do with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says, Somchos Rishus, they don't hold the Rabbi Yossi. How do we know? Lo sakadaitech de lo Rabbi Meir, savala krabiosi, for lo Rabbi Yehuda, savala krabiosi. This price above, that was the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about chadashos, who both agreed that women can wear tefillin on Shabbos, they both do not hold the Rabbi Yossi, some chos v'shesh. They hold women are actually not allowed to do smicha, so if they can't do smicha, it's aser, how could they wear tefillin on Shabbos? Must be, wearing tefillin on Shabbos is allowed because the Shabbos is man tefillin hu, it's a mitzvah aseh, shelo hazman grama. So how do we see that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both don't hold the Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says that lo Rabbi Meir savala Rabbi Yossi, the Tana in the Mishnah says, Ein makvin esatinokos mitzkoa. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah and the children are busy blowing the shofar. We say we don't make them stop. They can do whatever they want. Rashi says, three lines down, interesting Rashi. Ein makvin, if the tinokos are busy blowing the shofar, Ein bezin muzharin limonam mitzkoa b'yamtav shir Rosh Hashanah. We don't stop them from blowing the shofar. The bai lin chanuche b'mitzvahs. We have to mechanech them b'mitzvahs. So in other words, we almost encourage them to blow shofar because it's a way of chinuch. Now, even though it's somewhat of a backwards chinuch because they're blowing the shofar when it's unnecessary, but still, they're blowing the shofar and it's some level of chinuch. What comes out here, there's a certain chrayos that the Bezdin has to mechanech people yidin. Normally, the discussion is chinuch on the father, the father. There's another machlokas, is the chinuch on the mother. There's a Rashi in Chagiga. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma, where the women have to do the chinuch, and some say that it's the children themselves who have the mitzvah chinuch on them. But this, Rashi points out, there's even a mitzvah chinuch on Bezdin to ensure that the Jewish boys and girls are doing the mitzvah. To allow them to blow the shofar is some level of chinuch, even though it's not really the mitzvah, but still it's getting them comfortable with mitzvahs. So that's fine. So then the Gemara says, okay, so when it comes to children blowing the shofar, we don't stop them. But the Gemara's medayik, ha-nashim, ma'akvin, but if women were to blow the shofar, we'd stop them. Why would we stop them? So Rashi points out here, ha-nashim, ma'akvin, afagav de lo chil yamtifu, blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah is not really chil yamtif. Kidetana de bei Shmuel, yatzat kia shofar v'diyas apas, blowing shofar, and taking down it, which is a very professional way, you need to be an expert how to take the bread off the side of the oven, hi chachma v'ein malacha. Those are not malachas, those are chachmas, those are certain skills that one needs. There's no iser midiraisa, so there's no real chil yantif if a woman were to blow the shofar. However, miu, says Rashi, niros kimosifos, it looks like they're being over in Baal Tosif. That's what it sounds like. So either way, Rabbi Meir was against, this is Bryce will prove in a second, is Rabbi Meir, he was against women blowing shofar. Since they're potter from a shofar, they shouldn't go ahead and blow the shofar. So the Gemara says, and stam masnisin Rabbi Meir. And stam, whenever there's a Mishnah and there's an author, we assume it's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, women, we don't allow women to blow shofar on Yontif. So we stop them from blowing shofar on Yontif. So why don't we stop them from wearing tefillin on Shabbos? Must be that although shofar is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, that's why we stop women. Tefillin is mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama, which means women are chayiv in mitzvahs and mitzvah tefillin, and Shabbos is man tefillin. So that's how we know Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi. Fine, because again, according to Rabbi Yossi would have allowed women to blow shofar on Shabbos, even though they're pater, but it's rishus. They could opt into blowing the shofar. Rabbi Meir was against it. Must be he holds it's not rishus. It's aser. Anything that pater from doing, they're aser to do and violate any form of Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, V'lo Rabbi Yehuda savar lo Rabbi Yossi. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda also does not embrace the shita of Rabbi Yossi? He does not hold the somchus rishus. The Sani, the Brisa says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach b'nei Yisrael somchin, vein b'nei Yisrael somchus. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon omrim nashim somchus rishus. They have the option of doing smicha if they want, and that's only Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. But the Tanakama says that ain b'nei Yisrael somchus. Sounds like that women are not allowed to. Who is a Stam Brisa? Stam Sifra, Stam Medrash, is money, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser to do smicha. It's aser to do a mitzvah that they're not chayvin. So how does Rabbi Yehuda above allow women to wear tefillin on Shabbos if it's if they're pater from and should be aser? Must be that women are allowed to wear tefillin. Why? Because it's a mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama. Must be Shabbos is hazman tefillin. So this is how we conclude in the end that the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are the ones who hold that women can wear tefillin because they're actually chayv in tefillin even on Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Lazar hamotzi techeles b'shuk. If you find little strips of techeles in the shuk, what's your assumption? Could you assume that techeles is good or not? When you the din is when you die, threads of tzitzis has to be l'shma, l'shem tcheles. You also have to make sure that it's the proper tcheles. So the Gemara says that, Gemara says, tcheles b'shuk l'shonos, if they're just like strips of wool of tcheles, you assume psulos. But if they're chutin, if they're made into threads, kshayrin, then you assume it's actually kosher. Because a person's not going to go through the effort of making threads unless it's going to be for the tzitzis. So we assume that the tcheles, it was dyed with tcheles, the shame tcheles. But if it was already just like, a thing of wool that was colored, maybe he didn't do a lishma, maybe he just wanted a tcheles-colored shirt. So Gemara says, Maishna lishonos. Why do we say lishonos? These, I don't know how they're saying this in English, lishonos, what are they calling it? Just
strips of wool.
Okay, fine, strips of wool. So if it's strips of wool that were not made into threads, why are they puzzle? Maisha Lashonos, Damrina died to the glima tavinu. He dyed the strips of wool just to make it colored, just to have a colored tchele shirt, but it wasn't lishma. So why don't you say the same thing? Chutanami neima adaita de glima tavinu. Maybe when a person made the thread, it also made the threads to put into a garment. He wanted to weave a shirt made of tcheles threads. So why do we assume it was l'shem tcheles? Gemara says, Bishazurim, when they not only thread, but they spun it. When they spun the thread, that's already a further stage. No one's going to go through that effort to, because no one makes shirts out of it's spun in such a way. So Gemara says, Shazur nami neima adaita de shifsa de glima aifinu. No, because also, even though a person won't weave a shirt made of a spun, I don't know, they're saying spun, a shizun is spun, right? Shizunu?
I think
it's twisted. That's right, twisted around. So no one uses twisted threads to weave their shirt. So, but what people do is, at the end of their shirt, they might put some decorative twisted strings, and that's allowed. So that's what's done. So maybe he dyed these threads that were twisted to decorate his shirt, and not for the purpose of tzitzis. Gemara says no. The case b'mufsakin d'chuyama v'adelo tachi inshu. It's where the person cut off the threads very short, and that people only do if they're going to make it as part of tzitzis. Because if it's a person's shirt, so then the way they make the shirt at the end, they end up twisting the end of the shirt. They're not going to cut off a piece of a thread, twist it, and then reattach it to the shirt. They would usually make it part of one garment. But once a person's cut it in such a way, it's clear that they're not going to put it back on the shirt. It must be designated for tzitzis. And that's the case with mufsakin. If it's a colored, spun, twisted thread that was cut, everybody agrees it's vadai l'shem tcheles. No one's going to matriach himself so much otherwise. But if it's anything short of that, if it's not a mufsakin, then there's already a shiloh. So then Amar Rava says, V'chi Adam, along those same lines, we never think a person is matriach himself to do something unless it's the proper kavana. So then going back to what we had on the mission, the beginning of the parak, Amar Rava, V'chi Adam, tareach lasos kemiah, kemin tefillin. Would a person go out of his way to make a whole kemiah, write a whole cloth of tefillin if it's not really the same tefillin? Ditznan b'med dvam amurim. When do we allow a person to wear tefillin to bring it from outside to inside? Only be yeshenas. If they are if they're old, if they're yeshanos, then fine. About the chadashos, if they're brand new, pater. Because we assume maybe the brand new ones were just made of kamir. So when a person goes so far to matshich himself to make a fancy looking tefillin that wasn't really a shame kedushas tefillin, that's very hard to say, especially with what we're saying right now. And the Gemara says further, Amar Rabbi Zeir lahava brei. Rabbi Zeir said to his son Ava, Pok tani laha, go teach them the brisa. Hamoti tcheles b'shuk l'shonos p'sulim chutin mufsakin k'sherin. So if they're l'shonos apostle, if the chutin mufsakin it's k'sherin. Why? The Brisa says the fisha ain't adam tareach. A person doesn't go to matshich himself so far. So it must be the reason why we allow people to buy mufsakin chutin mufsakin that are tcheles in the shuk, because otherwise no one goes so far to put effort in without having the proper lishma. So Gemara says Amar Rava u'mishum detani le'ya ava bread derbizera. Just because he has a brisa, we're going to hang our rings up on this. We're going to assume he's correct. Hatam, we have a mishnah that says the opposite. Our mishnah says that people will be matriach themselves, even though it means they may not have lishma. As we have in the mishnah, again, repeating it, by old tefillin, we assume that there's real kedusha there. Aval b'chadash, if they're brand new, then pater, because maybe the guy was matriach himself, even though there's no kedushas tefillin. So Gemara says, you're right. We have a machlokas between the Brisa and the Mishnah, whether or not a person would be matriach himself to do something without lishma or not. As Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, tarach v'lo tarach tanahi. Whether or not a person is willing to be matriach himself is in fact a machlokas tanayim. Ditznan, Ditani, the Brisa says, Hamoti tefillin machnisin zug zug, echad ish ve'echad ish, echad chadashos, ve'echad yeshanos, diri Rabbi Meir. Whether they're old, whether they're new. And Rabbi Yehuda Oser b'chadashos amati b'yishanos, he only said it's allowed to be the old ones that we know for sure at Kedushas Tefillin, but the new ones he didn't allow. So we see the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether or not there's a kedusha to the brand new ones. And what's the machlokas? Alma must be mar savar tarach inish, mar savar lo tarach inish. One person says a person's willing to put effort into making something even though it may not have Kedushas Tefillin, and the other one felt a person would not be matriach himself to do so. That's the machlokis in the Gemara here. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue together on Sunday. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.